I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. This next story comes from our Across Women's Lives desk. It's about a Canadian named Stephanie Labbé. 2 years ago, she was the goalkeeper for Canada's bronze medal-winning Olympic soccer team in Rio. After the games, Labbé wanted to keep playing professionally in Canada at the highest level possible, but there are no professional women's teams there, so she tried out for the Calgary Foothills men's team, and she made the cut. But the league the Foothills play in, the Premier Development League, or PDL, said no because they say they are a men's league. Stephanie is on the line with us from Calgary. You're considered Canada's top-ranked female player. Did you go into the tryout for the Foothills pretty confident that you'd make the cut?
Yeah, I'd like to first off change that statement, as I don't think Christine Sinclair, our team captain, would be very happy with me being named the top Canadian player.
Okay, you're considered one of Canada's top female players.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
You know, for me, I wanted to challenge myself and put myself in an environment where I would be pushed every day and be challenged to my limits. And, you know, I've trained with men in the off seasons before, so I knew how much of a challenge it is and how much it pushes me and how much it helps my development in a whole new way.
Only to be then told by the league that you can't play on the men's team. Was that a surprise to you?
Yeah, it was. You know, for it to be something that, you know, I can't control at the end of the day my gender. If it was that, you know, I'm not fast enough, I'm not strong enough, I'm not good enough, those things I can go home at the end of the day and work on. And it's a bit disheartening in the sense of there's not much you can do about it.
The Calgary Foothills, the club you tried out for, they have both a men's team and a women's team. They call their women's team Canada's highest level women's club team. Why not play with that squad?
So the women's team is a semi-professional, so it's not a full professional team. And, you know, if I'm going to play for a women's team, it needs to be a professional women's team and for it to last all season. Don't get me wrong, the caliber of the girls is great. But for me, it was finding an environment that was going to push me every day. And I knew that being in the men's environment was going to do that.
Do you think there's any chance the league will change its mind?
Of course, I'm very hopeful. But the way that the league has responded, and by responded, I mean lack of responded, really, to anything further than the initial conversation, I don't have any beliefs that it's going to change.
I gather, though, that there are numerous petitions circulating asking for you to be on the team. So could the pressure make a change?
That would be amazing if it could. Yeah, the support's been incredible, and the amount of people that have reached out from all walks of life has been pretty overwhelming and humbling. But at the end of the day, I think that they have their opinion and their rules, and they're pretty set on it.
I was super impressed by Canada's women's team in the Women's World Cup. I mean, why doesn't the country have a professional women's soccer league?
Yeah, it's growing. You know, soccer's really come onto the stage in the past 6 years since the London Olympics. It's really blown up here in Canada. And now, especially with the new men's professional league that's going to be starting up next year, is a huge step forward in Canadian soccer. And I think that that's a huge platform for us. And now, hopefully moving forward, we'll luckily add in some women's teams to that because, you know, for us to have the opportunity to stay at home, play professionally in front of our friends and family would be amazing. And it would just start developing more and more female players here in our country.
Have you heard from any young women who look up to you, who see you as a role model?
Yeah, I've had so many messages from parents of young girls playing in boys' leagues and that there's not enough women's teams out there for them at their age or that they're not being challenged enough. And I think it's just really cool to know that there's 10-year-olds out there that are wanting to do the same thing and wanting to push their development. And it just holds the future bright for women's soccer in Canada.
So, Stephanie, you're kind of a groundbreaker in this respect.
You know, I don't really look at it that way. You know, I didn't do this for the media. I didn't do it for attention. I did this truly based on my desire to develop and to be one of the best goalkeepers in the world and to help Canada to win a World Cup in the next coming years.
What's next for you?
Yeah, so I'm still training full time with the men's team here. It's a great environment, and I'm improving every single day. And
so you're training with the men's Foothills.
Yes.
So they're letting you do that.
Oh yeah, and I'm in contact with a couple clubs over in Europe to hopefully sign and head over there in July.
Men's teams or women's teams?
Women's.
Women's, yeah. You know, as I got ready for this interview, I was thinking about solutions. Should there be a single league, like mixed gendered? And do you worry that might mean a lot of women might not have any league to play in at all?
No, I think that there's a reason why we have women's leagues, and that's because there is a clear fact that men have a genetic biological advantage in sports. The way that men are built, their muscles, everything, they have a genetic advantage. And that's why we've created women's leagues, is so that women have an equal and fair opportunity. So I am all for all women's leagues. But for me, if I'm able to overcome those genetic differences and prove that technically I'm able to keep up, then that's when I think there could be an exception and my abilities are good enough.
Stephanie Labbé, who in her modesty insists that I say she is one of Canada's best women's soccer players. Thank you very much.
Thank you.